A Mom is Born, biblical wisdom and practical advice for taking care of yourself and your new baby. Read by author Rachel Elmore.
Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
For Hunt, the boy with a big heart who made me a mom. Without you, this book wouldn't exist. Being your mom is the greatest honor of my life. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Foreword by author Nikki Koziars. The first words I said to my husband after bringing home our first daughter were, "What are we supposed to do now?" We stared at her car seat, tiptoed while she slept, and just kept looking at each other in wonder. It was a blissful first few days at home. Those newborn cuddles, the meals from our friends, and gifts showing up at our doorstep every day made it all so much sweeter. But a few weeks later, I found myself in a space in my head I never knew was possible. When my daughter's crying wouldn't stop, nursing her wasn't working anymore, and my husband had gone back to work, I would often find myself lying on the couch with tears streaming down my face. I was alone, sad, depressed, absolutely exhausted, and very few people seemed to understand why I couldn't just snap back to life. I was sad and was experiencing postpartum depression in a way I didn't even know was diagnosable. For months to come, I would silently struggle with postpartum depression, but it would come out in the strangest ways, and I seriously began to wonder if I would ever be normal again. What I would have given to have had Rachel's words in my life during that time. When I first heard her book idea, I told Rachel that this was a book that needed to be placed in every diaper bag leaving the hospital. But now that I've read her words, I believe it even more. No matter what made you pick up this book today, Rachel is the mom friend, counselor, and follower of Jesus you are so blessed to now have in your life. She's wrestled with these stories, words, and concepts because she didn't want to just write a book. She wanted to meet you in one of the potentially hardest seasons of your life. She wanted to give you practical help, inspiration, and hope. And she does this through
Sample complete. Ready to continue?